Let's go and start, begin with the book of Revelation then. We're going to try to do the introductory. The first chapter of Revelation is divided into three parts. Write these down. The first part is the introduction, verses 1 through 3. The second part is the salutation, verses 4 through 8. The third part is the revelation in general, or the vision, we might say, the vision that John has, verses 9 through 20. Actually, this vision carries us through chapter the first half of chapter 22, carries us into chapter 22. But we're just talking about chapter 1 tonight, so we're going to stop at verse 20. So this chapter is divided into these three parts. The name of the book, you might look at your Bible, and it may have a title, The Revelation of John the Divine, St. John the Divine. This was put in there by man. Verse 1 tells us the title of the book. It's the revelation of Jesus Christ. The word revelation comes from the Greek word apocalypse, A-P-O-C-A-L-Y-P-S-E-S, apocalypse. The word apocrypha is just the opposite of this. The word apocalypse means to unveil, from apo, which is a preposition away from, calypto, meaning to cover or put a veil over something. So the word means to take a veil away or take a covering off. It's used for taking a pot lid off of a pot. You go to a stove and you want to see what's cooking, you take the lid off and look down in it. This is called an apocrypha. Apocalypse. The word apocrypha is a books between Malachi and Matthew, and that means to cover up, or books that have been done away with, actually. But we have the unveiling of something hidden here in Romans 8:14. It is translated manifestation. I'll read it for you, but the word manifestation, for the earnest expectation of the creatures waited for the unveiling, the manifestation of the sons of God. 1 Corinthians 1:7 says, so that you come behind and no gift, waiting for the coming of the Lord, the unveiling, the apocalypse of the Lord Jesus Christ. 1 Peter 1:7, that the crown of your faith, being much more precious than gold that perisheth, through though it be tried by fire, might be found unto the praise and honor and the glory of the apocalypse of Jesus Christ, the appearing of Jesus Christ. All of these words here have different forms, different meaning, but the same word is used. It's also translated to reveal or revelation, as we have in our case here, 14 times. It's translated to reveal. And this is actually the best rendering of the word, is to reveal. This is a book of Christ. Christ is the subject all the way through this book. The subject is not the church. The subject is not the Jews, nor tribulation. But the subject is the unveiling of Christ, the Messiah, and his work, especially in the last days of his work. Now, people have asked me the question, why should I study this when I'm going to be in heaven before this happens? It had nothing to do with me, so why should I even learn about it? And I think there's two major reasons why we need to learn this book of Revelation. Maybe three. I'm going to give you three reasons. One, as we read here, blessed is he that readeth. And we want to be blessed, don't we? One reason is I think it gives us a nearness of the coming of the Lord. And it builds up our desire to be ready when he comes. Another great reason that we should read this book is the fact that we can warn others of the condition that's coming on this earth. If you have friends that are unsaved, they're going to go into this terrible, horrible time of tribulation period. I believe the horror of this time is so great that our finite minds can't possibly grasp how bad it'll be. Jesus says in the 24th chapter of Matthew that the days will, except the days be short, and there'll be no flesh left on the earth. It's going to be worse than it's ever been before or ever will be hereafter. And so we need to know what's coming on this earth so we can warn others of it. So we have several reasons that we need to read and study this book about the unveiling of the Lord Jesus Christ and his coming. Paul wrote to the Corinthians in chapter 1, he says that you come behind in no gift waiting for the coming or the apocalypse of our Lord Jesus Christ. It's something to wait for, the unveiling of him.